Here's the question. It's been a year of learning loss. Given that, is testing a good way to measure what was lost? Or is it a distraction for teachers who could be making up for lost time? Mike McGee says tests should be given to assess what happened to student achievement in the pandemic,
particularly to inform state thinking about funding.
McGee is the CEO of Chiefs for Change, a national nonprofit that supports what he calls the country's most prominent K-12 system leaders, including the superintendent of Philadelphia's schools.
Assessment helps us to understand where resources should go and how much we need in terms of resources from the state.
And which students should get more resources.
We disaggregate assessment based on different groups of students, including historically disadvantaged students, in order to understand where the inequities and disparities are in our system.
But some teachers don't think this year is the year to test. Leslie Franklin teaches special education at Moser Elementary in Allentown. She and other teachers say this year, testing will cause even more anxiety and take away from learning.
As a special educator, I feel that standardized testing during a pandemic is counterproductive. We should be spending the precious time we have building academic skills, not testing for student learning loss.
Franklin says right now, students should be focused on health, not test performance. This year, at least, Pennsylvania schools have until the fall to test their students. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.